Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
31-4, your Cleveland Cavaliers. 30-5, those Oklahoma City Thunder. It's tonight, 7 p.m. ESPN. Also, you can see it locally on FanDuel, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, you can see it locally on FanDuel.
Which means it's probably not available to us on ESPN. Is that how that works or no?
Oh.
No, you should be. Yeah,
I thought TNT is always protected.
When I had what is called Breezeline now, I got both broadcasts.
I feel like I never do.
Okay,
if it's on national.
But if it's on TNT, then they don't even do a FanDuel.
What about ESPN Plus? I got the Plus. Can I see it on Plus?
I don't know. I haven't been able to see some ESPN games on my ESPN Plus.
But so I'd ask
you, on a Blot network earlier over the weekend. It was weird.
Fact that this got flexed, the fact that next week's game got flexed, and I think the fact you're about to see a bunch of Cavs games get flexed, is that a sign that people are coming around better late than never, and a sign that they are getting the respect?
Oh yeah. Well, you can't ignore 31-4. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but you can't ignore a team that good.
Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4.
Yeah, man, it's been a long time since we chanted.
We haven't done a chant in a while.
That felt good. Damn, that felt good. I'm going to do it again.
Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4.
Oh, yeah. As long as you keep the losses at four, we can do this all week long.
That's right. Now it's a must win.
And I'm sure people want us to after all that. And now it's a must win. 216-474-0092. But do you feel the Cavs are disrespected? Because I said no at the beginning of the week. I said no. Then I heard Termini. He's like, well, I don't know if there's a record that you could have that you're going to be favored against the Celtics. And I go, well, damn it. That sounds a bit damn disrespectful. And I'm going to take it as a disrespect. Mitch on St. Clair, you're first up on the Fan.
My guys, how y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good right now. This is nice. It's nice to be flexed into prime time. It's nice to be flexed on ESPN. It's going to be different when we're on Christmas Day next year, but we'll worry about that then.
Yeah, we worry about that then. Let's just relax and worry about the moment now.
Yes.
Listen, I think the Cavs are getting, you know, a little bit of disrespect. They don't hardly talk about us. I heard Charles Barkley, you know, he was saying that he thinks that the Knicks and who else was it? It was another team in the East that can beat the Cavs. And I know Kenny the Jet Smith and Shaq looked at him like he was crazy. I just don't think analysts out there believe in the Cavs. It's something out there. They just don't believe in us, no matter what. With 31
when you say when you say don't believe in them, do you just mean championships? Because I do think people think they're very good now. I think they finally crossed that path.
No. I mean first round out. I mean second round exits. I don't think they even think they can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's how much disrespect I think they get.
Well, they're not going to play now, bitch. They're not going to play Boston until the NBA, the Eastern Conference Finals, and we would have home court.
We don't have any more against Boston.
No, I just mean.
That's why I said they.
Yeah, two more.
My bad.
Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead.
That's why I said they said they was going to lose to the Knicks or the – oh, it was Milwaukee. They said those teams was going to beat the Cavs. They don't even think they're going to make it to Boston. They think they're going to lose in the first and or second round. And that's why J.J. Redick says – what he says. He says that it's a bad product because you're not promoting what you what is 31-4. LeBron, the GOAT, I may add, he dunked yesterday and they was like, who cares, who cares? The Cavs are 31-4. Who cares, who cares? That's why they get disrespected. It's not only the Cavs, it's the entire NBA. The product is bad. And when you got a team out there like Darius Garland and Mitchell in the backcourt and they doing what they doing and they out there blasting threes and everybody is saying, well, I still think Giannis, who is not that team's not that good. I still think that the Knicks, who are, you know, not that good, I think they can beat the Cavs, and the Cavs ain't going to make it out the first round. That's disrespectful. I'm sorry.
Mitch, if they're going to sit there and just bag on the league, then why cover it? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, so this is the part of it I do
find ways
think.
To make the, you, I mean, you can't be like Chris Mannix and just dump all over. Like when the Denver situation happened, I'm just using him as the example of the Denver spot. Not like I hate the guy or anything. I can't dump to remain employed. You should try to find a way to promote the sport you cover. Yeah. I can't just say everything sucks and none of this matters if I cover the NBA it's not the way I want the game played.
Think about this. Baseball doesn't get any national run at all. So I'll just keep this to the NBA and the NFL. The NFL, the Buffalo Bills are getting a ton of coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are. Baltimore Ravens. I mean, people are talking about DVOA, the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best DVOA years in the last 20 years, and Lamar Jackson's having one of the best quarterback seasons.
Yes,
okay? And he's not even the MVP. And, of course, the Chiefs are always going to get their run. And I do think Detroit has gotten a ton of run. Well, the NFL has always been a sport where a bunch of teams can win the Super Bowl. The NBA, almost my entire life, up until recently, and with the exception of a few years, like the 2015 year when Golden State won it, where we know going into the season, there's two or three, at most four teams that can win. And then over the course of the season, it bears out that way. And almost always, the teams that we think can win it can win it. I do wonder if the NBA is changing, where there are more teams that can win a championship. I mean, Dallas getting to the NBA Finals last year. And obviously, they made a significant Kyrie trade, and they made another trade at the deadline. But Dallas making the finals last year, people really didn't see that coming. And I wonder if now going forward, and of course, we had some weird Miami years with Jimmy Butler. You had the LeBron championship year and COVID year. But I do think the NBA, there's more parity. And now that three-point shooting is becoming such a factor, why can't Boston lose in a series when they're shooting 50-plus threes and they have three cold games and now you're going on?
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The road in Cleveland on a game 7. You know what I mean? I do think the league is changing, and for all the stuff we hate about too many threes in most cities right now in the NBA, it's also the reason that maybe it's a little more fluky, just like the NFL. Injuries, a little more fluky. You have different reasons that there could be fluke. Baseball's always had the fluke.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's always had the randomness.
Almost too much fluke.
And maybe that's the case. But that's not the case. That hasn't been the case in the NBA. Normally it's always been, do you have the best player? All right, you're probably going to win the championship. That is changing. The Cavs do not have a top 10 player on their team. And yet they can win it all.
Demos and Shaker, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Demos.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you guys. So, look, the record right now speaks for itself, and most teams in our position have made it to the NBA Finals, if you look historically at where our record is. That's great. That's super encouraging. However, that last caller hinted at, you know, like when the playoffs start, it's like the rules change. And to be the best, you got to beat the best. And we still got to go through Boston. Tonight will be a great test. But I'm looking, you know, maybe I can have my daughter write up the sign. The what's it? Can't ignore 31-4. So maybe I'll have her write that
up. Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4. Can't ignore 31-4.
Do it three
right.
times.
So that disrespect, though, that we're getting from the league and the press, I guess it's to be expected, right? Because we haven't beaten the best yet. We're getting better. Let's do it this year.
Demos, thank you very much for the call.
If the Knicks were 31-4.
I think Oklahoma City might, by the way, be feeling like if we were on in Oklahoma City, actually we were at one point, but that was with a different quarterback.
Yeah.
Anyway, if we were on in Oklahoma City, maybe their fans would feel the same way that we do.
They do. They feel they're being disrespected as well. Yes. And by the way, while we were talking, just saw one of the major sports networks.
They're pumping this game.
But of course they have it, so they were pumping it up. I do think you're going to see more of that, especially because, guys, we know the Lakers can't win. Golden State can't win. So bye-bye, Steph Curry. LeBron is not going to be ignored just because everything he does is still amazing to most people, maybe not Charles Barkley. But when he throws down a dunk like last night, it's still remembering that this guy could be the best that's ever played. So he's always going to get talked about. But the team, nobody thinks the Lakers can win.
No. Diane in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Diane.
Hello, guys. I listen to you all every day.
Well, thank you.
Great show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, yes, the Cavs are being disrespected. I listen to NBA radio and Sirius XM.
Okay.
No one's talking about us. I mean, you're right. We have the best record. But do you know why they're pumping up this game? It's not because of the Cavs. It's because of OKC and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Well, I go back to the caller that we had with Zach in Cleveland where he had brought up that they're going to talk about him. And I do think that, again, if Evan's numbers were a little bit better and if Evan was a little bit more gregarious than what he is,
right.
He's a fine young man. I'm not going to complain that he's quiet, but that's not what the NBA feels that they can promote.
He's Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
And people said they were bored, and they were playing beautiful basketball in San Antonio. People were saying that was a boring era of NBA basketball.
Yeah.
Right, but think about it. If San Antonio had the record that the Cavs have now, and with Victor Wembanyama, it would be they'd be plastering this every day.
Yeah,
we are a small market team, just like OKC is a small market team. But because they have Chet Holmgren, obviously, who is out, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, we have Donovan, but everyone is leaning towards Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
But it is, and I will tell you, and Diane, thank you for the call. Because if you want to take it with disrespect, fine. I mean, you're a Cavs fan. You should take it as a disrespect. That gives us a reason to bite into it. I can explain the NBA. It's a market. The NBA is a market that is driven on stars. You can see their faces. They are open people. You see them all the time. They talk more than any other brand out there, even the NFL. You can see them all, you hear them all, you feel them all. You're looking for a North American star, and you don't have a North American star right now to carry the baton from LeBron James. The guys who were supposed to do it fumbled it. And Lima's right. I mean, if Evan was a bigger figure personality-wise, if he were a bigger personality, he might have a crack at this. He might have a crack at being that guy. But yeah, they're going to move from where they can to find it. Victor Wembanyama, he's from France. I don't hear a whole lot about the guy, to be honest with you. Chet Holmgren, he's hurt so much. These are very young guys. These are budding guys. The guys that we thought were going to take over the mantle, I think they fumbled it. And for LeBron, you can't go to Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's nearing 40 in his own right. The guys who were in the LeBron era, they're in the LeBron age. They're not going to be around very much longer.
Interesting, too. You know, Shai is obviously going to get run. He's averaged 30 a game, three straight years. He's, I think, third in the NBA in scoring. Also, I think tonight is going to be fun because it's not just chucking threes. Like, Gilgeous-Alexander doesn't just chuck threes. He gets in the paint. He has some old-school finishing. Donovan can get in the paint. Old-school finishing off 1 foot, off 2 feet. Shea's got a little post-up in his game. Like, this, these guys do some different things that aren't what we're used to watching. Like, Boston, it's a lot of just chucking threes. Even though I know Tatum and Brown could do more than that, they do just shoot a lot of threes by design. I think these teams do satisfy some of the stuff people are angry about and want a remedy, which is showing there are different ways to play the game of basketball. Plus, both these teams play defense in regular season games, and you can't say that about most of the league.